The U.S. dollar faced renewed pressure at the start of July, with the dollar index dropping to its lowest since February of 2022, marking a 10.8% decline in the first half of 2025, the worst since 1973, driven by geopolitical tensions and Trump trade policies. President Trump's ongoing criticism of Federal Reserve Chair Powell and the Fed's high interest rates, combined with Goldman Sachs's revised forecast of 3 rate cuts starting in September, signal a dovish shift that could further weaken the dollar. Euro-dollar surged to its highest since September of 2021, though ECB Vice President de Guindos noted potential concerns if it exceeds 120, while the EU considers accepting a U.S. 10% tariff in exchange for lower rates on key sectors. Emerging market ETFs saw $1.2 billion in inflows last week, reflecting de-dollarization trends amid easing Middle East tensions and Fed rate cut bets, while China's CAC and PMI rose and Japan's Q2 tanking data beat expectations, supporting risk-on sentiment. Today's focus is on U.S. job openings and manufacturing ISM data alongside an ECB forum panel with key central bank leaders, which could influence market expectations. That's all for now.